Congratulations on the big win here, you guys. Trailed early 2-0, got the 6-0 run, never looked back, led 14-9 after one. And you guys came out and did it with defense, started out tonight with defense.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of been what we've said all year is, you know, the defense will allow us to get out and run, which, you know, for a team that's undersized most nights, you know, that's something that you got to be able to do. And, you know, actually early on in the first quarter, we struggled finishing. We got the steals, mm-hmm. we got the looks that we needed, but we just couldn't make a layup. Some of that, you know, some contact down there could have gone either way. You know, sometimes they let them play on, and that's okay, but we got to be able to finish a little bit better than what we did in the first quarter.
Absolutely. I know that's something that you're going to try to work on here, as you'll see this team in 9 days. But how about the senior night performance from your seniors? Your five seniors get the start. They all finally got in the scoring book. Jess, we waited and waited on him to finally get in there. But, you know, this is big for them tonight. It was their night, and they came out and performed well.
They did. They're extremely hardworking group. You know, they're a great group of kids to coach. For the most part, they do what they're asked to do, yeah. and they come to practice with a good attitude. So, extremely proud of those guys, and glad that they got a night to remember.
Bo came out in attack mode all night there, and he highlighted probably the big play of the night was his one hand throwdown dunk there. And were you expecting that from Bo?
Nah, I told the guys on the bench right after he did it. I said that was that when he did that was more shocking than when he does it at practice sometimes, because it just he had that inside defender on him. You know, there wasn't a lot of space between him and the defender, and you know, it was just a couple dribbles off the steal, and he got up pretty high and threw it down pretty hard. So it was a nice dunk. We only had to wait 20 games for it.
Only had to wait, but it was worth the wait.
Yeah.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. And I go back to the defense. You guys trapped Goodland, and it seemed like Goodland just had issues with the trap defense all night. You forced him, I think, had him for around 16 first-half turnovers, and you guys had a lot of steals, I think around 10, 12 in that first half. And it just seemed like time in and time out there, when Goodland got in the trap, you guys really frustrated him, and you put them immediately into panic mode.
Yeah, we were – well, you know, when you make shots, that helps too, because you can get it set up. But it was probably our best as far as rotations go for our press, it was probably the best we had rotated, and we were extremely active with our hands. It was one of the few games that I can remember this year where we actually got that, you know, kind of that second level trap. Instead of trapping right there down at the baseline, we ended up trapping a bunch, you know, right across half court, which is a great spot to trap. And we were able, for the most part, we were able to stay off of them and not get fouls. You know, we got some of them, but that comes with pressing. But, those were big when we got them into situations. I thought we were active with our arms, but I thought we were long and we were straight up. So we weren't getting those reach-in fouls. And we were getting deflections and letting other guys steal them. So it was probably the best we had trapped all year.
Well, you close out the regular season 12-8. So a lot of momentum there. It was a great month of February for you guys. You close out. I think it was end up being 3-2. You go from 1-2 or 3-2. But after the orange and black, I mean, you guys pick up three wins or four wins there in a row, and now you're on a two-game win streak as you head into postseason.
Yeah, you know, after the Holcomb game, we kind of established some not goals, but we just talked. You know, we want to get into Substate, you know, on a high note. So, the win down at Hugoton, you know, we carry that over and come home and in front of a great crowd. You know, I thought our crowd was amazing tonight. You know, old and young. You know, I thought they were extremely loud. I thought they, you know, our guys fed off of it. And we got some momentum. I think we're playing, you know, at a high level. I think we're playing with a lot of confidence, which is, you know, always a good thing to have. But, we didn't hesitate much tonight to shoot the three. Man, we chucked it up there a bunch. And, fortunately for us, after the first quarter, I think we shot it pretty well. But, got a lot of confidence going into Substate.
Absolutely. 9 days off for you guys. What do you do over this time frame?
We'll take tomorrow off and kind of let them. We've just been, you know, it's one guy and then it's another guy. We've had guys just sick. Not a bunch at the same time, but it seems like, you know, Parker wasn't here today. Parker Volgemorg was at home because he got sick today, so he wasn't with us. Marshall was sick the other day. Joe was sick the other day. I mean, so it's just kind of going through the team right now, but, hopefully we've dodged everybody. But, you know, tomorrow we'll take the day off, get their legs back underneath of them, and then we'll hit it, you know, again Thursday, probably a lot of shooting. Friday, you know, probably a little bit more of the same. And good and bad things. You know, I don't really like playing the same team, you know, back to back. But you know, it helps with the scouting part of it, I guess. So, you know, our guys will be, you know, we'll just kind of refresh their memory, you know, Monday and Tuesday, and you know, Wednesday will be kind of a, you know, prep day, and then we'll see what we can do again on Thursday. You know, it's good and bad, you know, to have that break. You know, it does let you get off your feet. It does kind of re-energize you a little bit, and that's kind of, you know, hopefully what will happen with these guys. So hopefully they come ready Thursday to, you know, have a good couple of days, and then, you know, head into the weekend and get a little more rest, and then, you know, gear up to make hopefully a big run in, next week.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. And now you can make a poster for Bo Hess with that posterizing
yeah.
dunk.
Yeah, Kyle got dunked on last week at Hugoton.
Yes, he did.
They didn't count it, but we might have two posters to make.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here, Coach. Congratulations on the win. You go 12-8 on the air and 5-5 in conference play, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.